Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Lamed Ches, Sanhedrin 38a, pagination is 75. We'll start about 20 lines from the bottom. The first word on the line is Vehacham Sonin, and then we begin with the Tafresh Tanu Rabbanan. Quite a bit of our daf deals with the creation of man, different perspectives and insights. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Adam Nivra Be'erev Shabbos. Man was created on Friday. That's the end of the 6 days of creation. And it's right before Shabbos. So asks the Gemara, Mepnei Ma, why was he created at that time? And the first reason that's given, focusing on the fact that it's the end of the 6 days of creation, is Shelo Yuaminim Omrim Shutif Hayolala Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Maaseh Bereishis, so that people should not say that Hashem had a partner in creation. If he existed on the second day or the third day, then the following days of creation one might interpret to be that somehow mankind is a god. And therefore he was created at the end. Hashem did everything, and then man is created. Davar Acher, another approach. Also, why was man at the end of creation? Shim Tazuach Daito Alov, if he becomes haughty, because indeed mankind has a lot going for him. Omer lo, you could always say to him, Yitush Kadmecha, the smallest of the creations, commonly translated as the mosquito. Yitush Kadmecha, this little creation preceded you, B'Maaseh Bereishis, earlier, and don't be so haughty. Davar Acher, another approach, that he's at the end of creation, ready to go into Shabbos, Kedei Sheikones LeMitzvah Miyad, so that upon creation, within hours, he would be able to enter Shabbos, which is a great mitzvah. Davar Acher, another approach, also, that is the end of creation, so that things should be ready, Kedei Sheikones LeSeuda Miyad, so that it can go directly and enjoy creation. We have a pasuk, Lo Sahu V'ra, Lo Sheves Yisara. Hashem did not create the world for nothing. It's because he's a great host. And he created the world being hospitable. This is the home, as the expression goes, that Hashem created for us. Moshe L'melech Basav Adam, similar to a earthly king, Shebana Palterin V'Shechlalon, he creates a beautiful palace, V'Hiskin Su'uda, he puts together the meal, orders those to put together the meal, however it's done, V'Achakech Nichnas Orchim, and then once it's done, he invites the guests in, and that's why mankind was created at the end of creation. Let's move on to Amud Beis, and on the third line, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Bar Chanina, 12 shos have hayom, the day is divided into 12 hours, and this was the day upon which Adam was created. Shah Rishona, during the first hour, Hutzbar Afro, Hashem gathered the dirt from which man would be made. And the Gemara describes the body, the earth for the body was from one place, the head from a different place. Good. Shania, in the second hour, Naasa Golam, he was formed into the form, but still earth. We have the word Golam from the story, the Golam of Prague, the Golam attributed to the Maharal, whether that is or isn't, but the word Golam and its concept exists that even in the Talmud that there was such a thing, they had the power to create what looked like a human being but did not have the same capabilities. So Adam at this moment, Nase Golem, he was a form. Shlishis, the third hour, Nimtuchu Evarav, his limbs were formed. Revius Nizruko Bo Neshama, in the fourth hour Hashem granted him the soul. Chamishis Amar Raglav, the fifth hour he stood up. Shishis Karashemos, in the sixth hour he called names to the animals that were created. He had that prophetic-like insight as to what the essence of each creation was and was able to give it a name accordingly. This goes to the concept that in Hebrew, names are not arbitrary. They are true expressions of whatever the thing is. Just as one example, or and or meaning skin, or meaning light. If it's spelt with an ayin, which is the same letter as afar, dirt, so that's flesh, that's the physicality. But or with an aleph means light. And the job, of course, is to have clarity and allow the light to emanate and not let the flesh become the focus. Shavius, the seventh hour, Nizdavga lo Chava, he was joined with Chava. Sheminis alu lamita shnayim, in the eighth hour, they went into the bed as two. V'yardu arba'a, and they came out as four. A very fast conception and birth. This is gestation and birth. This is before the sin of the Eitz Hadas, and therefore the pregnancy was very quick and smooth. Who were the four that emanated from the bed? Says Taisvis, Adam v'Chava v'Kayan u'tiyumaso. Adam and Chava, and Kayan, and his twin, a girl. That sister is, and by Hevel as well, was the opportunity for Kayan and Hevel to be able to have children. Hevel was killed by Kayan, but Kayan's children were the result of that female that was a sister. Keep in mind that at this time, Torah has not yet been given. The prohibition of a sister is not yet in place. And therefore, they were able to marry, they were legally able to marry that sister that was born with them. Tishias in the ninth hour, Nitztava Shalalecha Min Ha'ilan, he was commanded not to eat from that tree, the Eitz Hadas. Asiris Sarach in the tenth hour, they spoiled it. Achas Esri Nidon in the 11th hour, he was judged. Shtemesre Nitrad in the 12th hour, the punishment was implemented. V'holach lo, and he went. Shenemar, and that's the pasuk. Adam bikor bal yalin. Mankind, in its glory, it didn't even get to stay overnight. It was already banished from Gan Eden before the first night. Let's skip two lines, and towards the end of a line, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, B'shah shebikat shakadosh baruch hu levaros es ha'adam, when Hashem wanted to create mankind, barakat achas shel malachei hasharis, he first created a group of angels, Amar Lohem, and asked them, Ritzonchem na'asa adam b'tzalmeinu, do you think that we should make man in our image, that we should make him in our likeness with a spiritual component, a physical being with a spiritual component who can impact the worlds through free choice? Amru Lefanav, they said, Ribono Shel Olam, master of the universe, Ma Ma'asav, what is he going to do? Amar Lohen Kach V'Kach Ma'asav, Hashem was honest with them, he told them, what's going to be with mankind? Amru lefanav, they said, Ribono shel olam, ma enosh kisis kerenu, what is this mankind that we should discuss him? Uven adam kisif kidenu, that you should empower mankind in such a way with free choice. And Hashem didn't like that answer. Hoshet etzbo ktano beineyem v'sorfam, Hashem placed his little finger, the description is, among them and burnt them. V'chein katshniyo, another group was again, same concept, created, asked, and destroyed. Katshlishes, the third group, Amru lefanav, they said, Ribono shel olam, Rishonim she'amru lefanecha maho ilu. They apparently knew about the first two incidents, and they said the first ones gave their opinion, it didn't help. You're not really accepting opinions. Kol ha'olam kulo shalachu. The whole world is yours. Kol ma sh'ata rotza lasas ba'olamcha aseh. Whatever you want to do in your world, go do it. And perhaps the purpose of this dialogue is to show that according to logic, mankind fails. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we'll see in a second, has faith and really believes in the concept of free choice and that mankind will eventually get it right. Kevin she'igia la'anshe dar ha'mabo v'anshe dar ha'flaga, by the generations of the flood and the dispersion, shema'aseyo mekulkalim, they did bad morally, the dar ha'flaga wanted to build a tower to somehow best God. Amru lefanav, the malachim said, Ribono shel olam, lo yafa amru rishanim lefanecha, isn't it correct what the first malachim said to you, that this mankind thing, it's not a good plan? Amar lohen, and Hashem said, Vadzikna anihu, until old age, I'm still here, Vadseva ani esbol, and even in old age, I will still shoulder the responsibility. Hashem is saying that he's willing to wait. He really believes in Bechira, in free choice. And he basically says, keep trying. Eventually, we'll get it right. Also on this daf is a quote of the pasuk, Achor v'kedem tzartani, a pasuk in Tehillim. You could see it on the last of the medium wide lines. The Nefesh HaChaim takes that pasuk and discusses it regarding mankind's unique blend of physical and spiritual. The spiritual, which existed well before the physical earth was created, and Hashem had a plan to grant free choice, and Ochor, that he's created last in creation, and actually Na'asa Adam, let us make man, was a statement made to all of creation that they will be linked to mankind. And if mankind rises, the world will rise. And if mankind fails, the world will be downgraded. In the middle of the larger wides, the Gemara points out that on the one hand it says, Na'asa Adam, let us make man, which people can mistakenly think that Hashem actually has a partner, which he doesn't. He was either being polite, teaching that the great should consult the lesser, or, like the Nefesh HaChaim is describing, he's demanding a contribution, a connecting DNA to humanity. But whatever it is, if someone would mistakenly think that there's some other creator, the pasuk does continue and say, in the singular, Vayivra Elokim es ha'adam bitzalmo, Hashem created mankind, singular, on his own, bitzalmo, with a spiritual component. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.